At precisely 10:15 this morning, HMS Invincible, flagship of this extraordinary fleet, slipped her moorings and eased gently into the calm waters of Portsmouth Harbor. The operation, Britain's commitment to this task force, had begun. She looked sharp and trim, as the flagship should, as her tugs helped her towards the narrow entrance of the harbor, wearing her 19,000 tons, carrying her 1,000 men and her deadly hardware with an easy pride. In the naval base, they'd worked all night to get her ready, loading ammunition by floodlight, securing the extra complement of Harrier jump jets. Portsmouth, Pompey of tradition, had turned out in force the loved ones of these men. Now 8,000 miles of sea stretched before her, the perils of winter in the South Atlantic, the roaring 40s, and perhaps war. At last, she would clear away, into the haze of the surf. Half an hour later, it was the turn of Hermes, the older generation of carrier, but perhaps looking more menacing, with her hardware displayed for all to see. Hermes, not to put too fine a point on it, was overloaded. She had twice her normal complement of Harriers, 12 instead of 6. These and the Sea King helicopters covered every inch of deck space. Once at sea, these will be stored below deck. But this morning, a not inconsiderable part of this departure was designed knowing these pictures will be shown on Argentine television tonight. It was astonishing to think that up to last night, she was covered in scaffolding and had a wonky engine. But it was a case of the priorities of war, so she had no lick of tape. And it looked a bit as if she'd come back from a long voyage rather than just starting one. It's going to seem a long, long journey on Hermes for everyone on board, with heavy overcrowding and few creatures. The people said goodbye, a small voice saluted. Then she was away. Godspeed, they shouted. And then, more softly, come back safely.